From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today is the day Wisconsin voters decide the fate of first-term Republican Governor Scott Walker. If Walker wins today's recall election, he stays in office. If he loses, Democratic nominee Tom Barrett becomes governor. Barrett is currently mayor of Milwaukee. The vote caps off 16 months of bare-knuckle politics in Wisconsin. The recall was prompted by Walker's push shortly after taking office to dramatically limit the collective bargaining rights of public sector unions. Wisconsin has since become a proxy of sorts for some of the larger partisan battles taking place nationally. Joining us is NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne, who is in Waukesha. Don, I understand interest is so high there on what is a beautiful June day that this election could actually attract more voters than the last general election did.
They're used to cold weather when they vote in Wisconsin. I'm sitting outside the Elks Lodge in Waukesha, and I can tell you people are coming up on foot. They're coming up on motorcycles. They're coming up in their cars and in their SUVs, and it's just been a steady stream of people for the last 45 minutes here. But the deal is people here are really worked up. And it feels a lot like one of those early presidential primary states. We've got wall-to-wall TV ads and candidates everywhere and yard signs everywhere. But here's the difference. After today, the candidates don't pack up and go to New Hampshire or on to South Carolina. It is really personal here, and this has been bitterly fought, and people know they're going to live with the results starting tomorrow.
Well, are the candidates looking ahead or talking at all about how they'll help heal the state after somebody wins?
Yes, the governor, Scott Walker, talked about that very thing this morning after he voted in Waukesha. Give a listen.
A lot of times people ask, what can you do to bring the state together? It's more important, I think, in many ways, actions than just words. Certainly we're going to, if I have the honor of winning the election tonight, I'll certainly talk about ways to bring the state together this evening. But the most important thing we can do is actually not just talk about it, but do it. And I think tomorrow will be the first of many steps.
Again, we have seen kind of a softer, more conciliatory sounding Scott Walker during this campaign, but his detractors say don't believe it. He's just doing that to attract independent votes.
And what about Tom Barrett, the Democrat, and I gather from the polls, the underdog?
Yes, he's scrambling for votes everywhere. I saw him at a union hall late this morning talking to volunteers in Racine. He told them they are part of history today. Give a listen.
And we are just fortunate to be here at this time, trying to make sure that our government represents us and not interests that don't care about this state. So we've worked. You come to the end, you throw the dice, but you don't throw the dice until 8:01. Yeah, until 8 o'clock, you keep working. Then you throw the dice.
And again, the polls do show Barrett behind, some by just a little bit, some by a little bit more. But again, it is all on turnout today.
This race is getting a lot of national attention. But what do you make of the fact that neither President Obama nor Mitt Romney has campaigned there on behalf of anyone once the recall was set?
Yeah, clearly each of the presidential campaigns kind of made the political calculation that there's more risk than potential reward to get in the middle of this. So they stayed away. Some people have been kind of wishing the Democrats would be more involved. The DNC came in, but a little bit late and not to the degree that the RNC and other outside groups with a lot of money came in. President Obama did put out a tweet last night, and it said, "It's election day in Wisconsin tomorrow. I'm standing by Tom Barrett. He'd make an outstanding governor." That was really it from the White House.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Don Gagne in Waukesha, Wisconsin.